What is up, everyone? I am here with Kevin Melnick. Are you the founder or the co-founder of the Legacy Builders?
Well, I was the founder of the founders. So, yeah, it all started with me pretty much back in 2015. And then I started my first team in 2017. And then we rebranded in 2020. And then now we're here. So inside of my organization, we've had leaders come and leaders fall. Some of them have stayed, some of them have gone, but I am the one that has stayed consistent since the very start. So,
and the Legacy Builders were born out of that.
Yeah, man. Like, Legacy Builders is a team, right? That's like, you know, when you think of any team, like a sports team, it's like there's, even if there's a leader, the leader without the rest of the team is obsolete. So, but yeah, like, I guess when it, like, whose idea was it to say, I want to create a system for normal people that aren't stuck in the sort of the box and they're looking to get outside. Yeah, it was back in mid 2018. We actually decided to, I wanted to make a system to train people on our product. So basically sales, product knowledge, the marketing, the advertising, the systemization, automation that was all already there.
Yeah.
But we had affiliate marketers try to come in and basically automate a system, which in my perspective isn't, we're not selling can openers or $20, whatever, right? There's a lot of connection that goes on here, right? So I just realized that in order to really get to people's core, to the emotion, you need to present yourself as a leader and more or less be there to help people through the tough times. A lot of people don't actually need the help, which is funny. They get into this like, oh man, I'm so nervous. Oh, I don't know what to do. And then they get into it like, oh shit, this is way easier than I thought. It's like, yeah, man. It's like
fall into the groove.
Yeah. It's not hard to do. It's like, but people overcomplicate things because you went to elementary school, then you went to high school, and then you go to a job. And you have a teacher or you have a boss and you have to work around these certain hours, and either you do well and you get good grades, or you do well and you get a promotion. And if you don't do well, you don't get good grades. If you don't do well, you get fired.
Yeah.
So we've been programmed to be like, if I do anything wrong, or if I don't know the right thing to do, then I'm subpar. And in entrepreneurship, it's like, that's your greatest quality is having that self-awareness and being able to say, hey, listen, I don't think this is working. Maybe I should try something different. So what we do as leaders is more or less chaperone the person. We're like the Sherpa up the mountain. Yeah. We're the personal trainer. So like, we help you through the things that you know you need to do. And we're there if you need it. But like I said, most of the time, like the spotter doesn't lift the weight for you. He's there to help you on those last two reps to push you into that growth. And yeah. So we do the same thing. We'll
be the ones yelling in your ear. Get that other rep. Get that next rep.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not trying to confuse you guys in the affiliate empire. This is the own team, my own little group that I put together, but we are part of Legacy Builders.
Yeah.
And I mean, I'm here for you to answer any questions. And Kevin is nice enough to be here for all of the guys that I bring in and all of the team that I'm building. And I mean, ever since day one, I got on the phone with you like 3 days in. I'm like, hey man, you don't know me. We were on the phone for 45 minutes that day. Like,
yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing is like, you know, do we do affiliate marketing? Yes. Essentially what we do, if you were to call it something, would be affiliate marketing. But there's so much emotion and connection that comes with, because like, you're a human being, man. Like, people go, oh, well, you know, why would someone who's making multiple six figures a year and traveling the world and, you know, successful want to deal with me when I'm, you know, just square one?
Yeah.
So, but what if you're the next Tom Brady, right? What if you're the next, you know, amazing $100,000 a year earner? And like, I give you the same respect as I'm going to give someone who's been in the business for 5 years. So really when it comes down to it, it's like, you're going to learn the affiliate marketing skills, but it's really your character and the values that you bring into your own business that really attract people and then keep people working with you. I've had guys that have been with me since the very start. I had a guy today that messaged me. He's one of my 6A2s. And he messaged me this morning saying, hey man, I got a sale. And it's been 3 years since I've last talked to this guy. And out of nowhere, I have, boom, someone coming up. And like, he could have went anywhere. He talked, could have talked to anybody. But he came to me specifically because of the relationship that I built. So well, yeah, man, in a nutshell, it's the best business in the world if you're looking to use your phone to make money.
That's the thing that I've always liked, because I mean, my background is in truck driving and working with my hands. I've never done anything like this. And then, I mean, Adam's obviously my brother-in-law, so he's there every step of the way. But like you and the entire team, anybody, I've never reached out to anybody out of all the contacts in my phone that came from this, and anybody said, hey, I'm too busy for you. Like, never.
Well, it's because your win's my win. If you make sales, I make sales. And if you're, if you lose, I lose. And people are like, oh, well, this sounds like a pyramid scheme. It's like, not if I make money off you and you make money off you, then where's the scam? It's like, oh, but you made money. Like, yeah, money. Money. Because you don't know what the fuck to do yet.
Yeah.
Because if you already knew what to do, you wouldn't need me. Yeah. But eventually you'll get to the point where you learn the skills and you have your systems down and you understand sort of your brand and your niche and your angles and stuff like that. You know how to open a closing call. You know how to close a closing call. You know how to onboard somebody, you know how to do paperwork. Once you understand all of that stuff, then you make all the money.
Yeah. The money gets cut off for anybody, everybody else. So
like, to be honest, I don't know if I would make any direct commissions off of you because you've been stacked out. But when you look long-term into our business, and again, so many people are short-sighted. Well, how much money have you made? How much money can I make? How much money? How much money? It's like, it's so irrelevant. It's like a better question to ask than how much money have you made is how do you make your money?
Yeah.
That is a smart person's question. A stupid person's question or a skeptical person's question is how much money have you made? Huh? Well, prove it to me. Prove it to me. It's like, I'm not here to prove anything to you. I'm here to show you a different way. If you want to continue to do your 9-to-5 job and, or sit into a truck and drive 10 or 15 or 20 hours a day and completely miss out on your family, that's your decision, bro. Like, I don't lose sleep if you don't get to see your family.
I like that. Rather than how much money did you make? Because I know you make pretty good money. How many hours did you work last week? Because I know I worked about 60. Did you work 60 hours?
I honestly, man, I like when I think of like how much do I work, my work is my own personal development. So imagine you had a race car, and the more you worked on your race car, the faster you made your race car, the more money you made. You know what I mean? Yeah. And people, it's so hard to get their minds around it, because like, oh, I got to do all this stuff. It's like, no. You're working on yourself. Like me reading this book, The Laws of Human Nature, which I would highly recommend. It's like the size of a phone book.
I'll put that on
I read this. My stock goes higher. I get to regurgitate the information to my team, and then everybody wins. So when you say how much stocks. Yeah. Yeah. So how much do I work on my business? Maybe 2 hours in the morning, and then periodically throughout the day, like, you know, pick up my phone, message somebody, or post a pic or whatever the case is. But the thing is like at the start of this business. So for anyone who's brand new, and you're like, how does this business work? How can I forecast my life? The first 6 months to a year of your life, you are like a hungry, hungry hippo. You know, remember that game where you're just, all you're doing is like trying to grab leads and eat as much as you can. That's what you do at the start. You're trying to build your team. Then after your first year, generally you're managing and helping promote your own team success. So the majority of my day is doing stuff like this now. Right. Helping you guys out, because I could be a one-man army and go do sales and be a glorified sales guy, or I could train 50 people to do what I do. I could get to jump on my Harley, go to the gym, work out, take my dogs for a walk, smoke cigars, do whatever I want. You guys go produce the income. You guys make the duplication. And that is how a business works. People go, oh, it looks like a pyramid scheme. Well, if you're good, you get to go to the top. And if you suck, you stay at the bottom. This is why a lot of people, they got into their entry-level job and they're still in the same, they're on the same level of the pyramid. And they go, well, your stuff looks like a pyramid scheme. I go, my pyramid gives you the ability to get to the top.
Yeah.
And your pyramid, you are always on the bottom. There is no way, there's no ladder, there's no jump. You can't get to the top. You know, where does your driving skills transfer into management? Nope. your management skills transfer into business ownership? Nope. So when people go and get a 9-to-5 job or a blue collar job, and they look at what we do as a pyramid, it's like you have the opportunity to learn, grow, and raise your own stock, opposed to waiting for a boss to say, you get a raise because you've been great. It's like, give yourself the raise, put yourself in the position to give yourself the opportunity to move up at your own pace.
Well, I love that. I love that question because we get it all the time. Is this a pyramid scheme? Is this a pyramid? There's nobody in my group. I don't know if there's anybody in your group that's ever asked me, is this a pyramid scheme that is actually going to wind up being here? Because they're all so narrow-minded. I had one guy last week go, is this pyramid scheme? I said, no, it's affiliate marketing. This is the definition. Okay, but is it a pyramid? What the fuck are you talking about? I literally just told you, here's some information. Go through the information. Yeah, bro, but it seems like a pyramid scheme. I'm like, this conversation's over. It's not going anywhere. Like, that narrow-mindedness. And I was that guy. Like, I heard about you long before I started. Adam's been working with you for what, over 4 years now. Yep. So he talked about his income and your income and what you guys are doing. And I thought, I don't want any part of this. This sounds like a pyramid. Once I researched it, looked into it, I'm like, this is the smartest fucking business plan on the face of the earth that any idiot like myself can get into. I want a piece of that.
Well, there's two questions that I always ask when someone says this is a pyramid scheme. I say, number one, I go, what's a pyramid scheme? And this is what they say. Well, you do all the work and the guy on top makes all the money. I go, it's kind of like your job. Does your boss make more than you? He goes, yeah. Does he make money off your efforts? Yeah. It's like, have you ever seen the owner of the company inside the building? It's like, no. It's like, well, what the fuck do you think you're in? Yeah. You think because it's a job that it's not a pyramid scheme? It's like the same people that believe the government is here for your own health and well-being. They're this.
We're not even going to touch on that one today.
That's the first one is, how do you know it's a pyramid scheme? And then the second thing is, if they say, is this a pyramid scheme? I say, if it was a pyramid scheme, do you think I would tell you? Like, how fucking dumb do you need to be? Like, it's like going up to a thief and be like, excuse me, are you going to rob me? And the guy's like, you know what, man, you got me. I'm an honest robber. So I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
And you're okay now. Like, it's such a low resolution question. But it's if anyone out there has thought about that, it's all good. I was there. Took me 7 years. 7 years of watching my best friends, not guys on Facebook, not, you know, friends of friends of friends of friends, my best friends from elementary school making $20, $30, $40, $100,000. Balaj made a $364,000 American in July. And I made $39,000 last month. Guy made 10 times what I made, and I did pretty well. And this fucking guy is clearing over $300,000, $350,000 American. So the thing is, it's like, if you want to call it a pyramid scheme, when I hear, is it a pyramid scheme? I hear, Kev, I've never looked into this before. I'm completely blue collar. I don't really believe in myself. I'm too scared to get scammed. I don't want to make a bad move. I don't want to take any risk, but I'm still curious. And it's like, that's cool, man. And I always stop people, sorry, I say, hey, listen, dude, I'm willing to help you as long as you're willing to help yourself. Because if you think everything's a pyramid scheme and it's a scam, things are too good to be true, you can't do it, blah, 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 then to be completely honest, I'm just going to waste my time talking to you.
Yeah, no, I fully support people who are skeptical because I was that way. I said, absolutely, man, here's more information to go through. Go through the information on your own time, because that's what I needed to do to fall in love with this business plan.
Oh, absolutely. Like, and the thing is you can be skeptical now. That's cool. Be skeptical. But if your skepticism prevents you from moving forward, then that's immaturity.
Yeah,
totally. You're not in high school, bro. Like you're not, most people that we talk to are 25 to 45 years old. Yeah. You're an adult. You're at this point in your life. You're not supposed to know everything, but you should probably be open to learning. But the problem is we go from elementary school to high school. And what happens is you find your little niche. I'm sure in high school, you had your group of friends, right?
Yeah.
You all hung out at a certain part. Everybody hung out. There was the cool kids. There was these kids, there were these kids, there were the dorks, there were the jocks, right? We added a little cliques. Then you get into to working. What was the first job you had when you got out of high school?
Pack and drywall.
Yeah. And I bet you everyone that you hung out with was blue collar as well, right? Yeah,
100%. Yeah.
And then you moved into trucking. And I bet you a lot of the people that you hung out with were truckers. You're a trucker. I'm a trucker. We're the same. Awesome. High five.
Up until a year ago, everybody I knew was either a trucker or an equipment operator.
Right. And everyone around you goes, oh, yeah, it's a pyramid scheme. And you go, yeah, yeah, it is pyramid scheme. And they go, yeah, it's fuck pyramid scheme. Yeah, pyramid scheme, fuck that. We're truckers, right? And then eventually you get up and your kid goes, Daddy, why are you going to work? And you're like, I don't know, man. I got to go to work to put food on the table to survive because that's how we live. And he's like, yeah, I don't want you to go to work.
Sick
and then
this.
You go to work and you're driving. And you're like, there's got to be a better way. And then you get to work and everyone else is happy about being there and you're miserable. And then All of a sudden, click, you've gone up a level. And then you get this anxiety around you. You start looking around. You start feeling different. You get this ball in your stomach of like, ooh, I shouldn't be here. There's something called constructive interference, which is two waves coming together, which create a bigger wave. Then you have destructive interference, two waves that are counteracting each other, that cancel each other out. This is why a gazelle and a lion see each other on the savannah, and the gazelle doesn't go, hey, are you my friend? They know, because it's the vibration. The same thing happens when you walk into a party. You walk into the party like, wow, this place is vibing, man. This is awesome. And then you walk into another party and you're like, we got to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's the vibration. So when you hit that next level, you're vibing differently than everybody else. And then all of a sudden you start looking, you're open. Oh, it's a pyramid scheme. Well, maybe it's not a pyramid scheme. Well, let me take a look at it. Because over here, this is a pyramid scheme. I'm not getting anywhere. So now I'm open to looking at this stuff. And that's what happens. It's gradual. So some of you guys that are still pyramid schemers, it's all good. Give yourself 6 months, a year, 18 months. Let that pain dig into your body. Wait until you get up every single, like when you get up in the morning and the first thing in your mind is I have to get to wherever, school, job, daycare, whatever, and you hate it. That's when you start opening up to, okay, maybe it's not a pyramid scheme. How could all of these hundreds, millions of people around the world make these pyramid schemes work, yet you can't make it in your 9-to-5 job that's supposed to be awesome? Like, at what point do you start to realize that the government system is not made for you to win?
And what's going to change if you don't change? I mean, like, we both have tons of ads running, and I talk to people every day that are just like, fuck, I feel like I'm meant for more. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to get up and go to the same job. I need something more. They don't know what that more is. And that's what I was at. Like, that's where I was at. Exactly what you just said. Like, you grow and you grow and you grow. And one day you're just like, I'm fucking done with this. I don't know how to get out. I don't know what to do. Like, what can I do? I'm stuck. And then I was introduced to this. I'm like, I can fucking build this from my phone while I'm at work. I love this. I'm in love. Let's go. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Then I was introduced to you, introduced to everybody else on the team, introduced to hundreds of people that are doing it, people that have done it, people that have quit their job, and I'm fully invested. Let's go. Yeah. Let's do it.
Inward or outward? When you're outward, you're looking for validation. When you get out of high school, you're like, I'm 18 years old. Oh, I need a 5-liter Mustang and a dirt bike so the girls will like me. So I need that thing. Oh, well, I need a $20 an hour, $30 an hour job. So you go work at the mill, or you go work doing labor, you go doing fucking drywall. Why? Because that's the most money you can make for the skill set you have, which is zero fuck all. Because you're a laborer. You're a young man. You're strong. You're willing. Go throw around lumber. We're going to give you $20 an hour. You go get your Mustang. Awesome. Outwardly, outwardly, outwardly. And then you get to the point where you're like, none of this shit makes you happy. Then you get sucked into a job where you're miserable and it takes all of your time away. And then your friends get married and have kids. And then there's no parties on the weekend. And now you're looking around for some justification. Who am I? Where is my life going? Then what happens? You start looking inward. You start looking at, who am I? What did I actually want? When I was 5 to 10 years old, what were my dreams? What shut them down? How did my belief systems change? How did my perspective on life change? How did my own self-confidence change? Because generally for men, going through puberty, through high school, through adolescence, getting a job, you know, like a shit hourly work job, moving your way up through your 20s and stuff, we get beat down. Us guys that thought we were going to be multimillionaires, traveling the world, be superstars, we go through high school in the first 5 years of working, we get beat to a pulp. And then 25 rolls around, you're not happy. And then it's like, where's the confidence? That's why you come to us. Because I can show you the recipe. It's simple. read this book, listen to this audio, write these down these goals, do these practices, and this is the results you're going to get. But you have to be willing to go inward and actually take a look at your belief system and your value system and be able to remove things and let them die to have other more powerful beliefs regrow. And if you're not willing to do that, then essentially what you're saying is, I'm not willing to solve my life's problems now, and I would rather avoid them and leave my kids to figure it out on their own than me to man up and figure out a way to solve the problem.
And again, I mean, the real basic form is, we have the information, we have the training, we've got it all laid out for you, we've spent the time to put it together. How many fucking people do you talk to a day that just don't do it? Probably.
I don't, if I message you a couple of times and you don't respond back to me in the vibration, like if you're not excited, it's like, if there's women on here, I apologize, but if you're going to a bar and picking up girls, if you walk up to a girl, you're like, hey, baby, what's up? And she's like, beat it. Why would I go after you? No, I'm looking for the person that I think is awesome, the person that has good energy, the person that's motivated. Because here's the thing. The people that come into our business, you will invest with your money. And if you're living paycheck to paycheck, money is your most valuable asset. Yeah. Money solves 99% of your problems. But when you have money and you have lots of time, my time now becomes my highest priority and my highest value. So if you're going to come in and waste my time, I don't care nearly as much as you do about your life. And if you're not willing to show up with bells on, then why would I take my time, which is my highest valuable asset, and give it to someone who's just going to waste it?
Yeah, exactly. So
how many people actually come in and actually do what they say they're going to do? A very small fraction. But remember, it's not, oh, I need to make money, so I'm going to go look for something. It's the blueprint for my life, which looks like this, and my life that I'm actually living doesn't match. And so you start to get anxiety, and then you start looking for the blueprint that's going to match your lifestyle. That's where you get into the flow state. That's where you wake up every day and you're excited to do exactly what we do. Like, I love what we do, Matt. This is the best, most fulfilling job in the entire world. We get
and all the rest of the people. Money.
Yeah.
All the rest of the people that are stuck in this state, they refuse to take the time, put in the 2 or 3 or 4 hours and find something that works. Your life is not going to change if you don't do something about it. If you don't do something new, what the fuck is going to change? You've been doing this for 10, 12, 15 years since you graduated high school. You're in a spot where you're not happy. What's going to change tomorrow if you don't do this? If you don't do something, if you don't put in the time, put in the research, you think you're skeptical, that's fine. Do the fucking research.
You know what, man? It's like, it's not even like, they don't want to put in the time, is that they don't believe, they don't even want to believe. Because here's the thing, if you saw something and you knew that is going to make me money, that's my way out, I'm completely aligned with this, I'm going to go take a look at it, you're moving in there with optimism. But what happens is, again, we've worked our entire lives, I'm a C+ student, I'm, you know, making 50 grand a year. I'm 30 years old. Like, I'm nowhere where I thought I would be. I'm swimming in debt. You see yourself as a loser. So you look at something that's hard and complicated and something like learning a new language. Well, why don't you want to learn Russian? Because it's hard. It's difficult. But if learning Russian was going to make you a multimillionaire and you were going to go live in Russia and become Vladimir Putin, then learning Russian is going to be a high value. So it's, like I said, it's all timing. And the thing is people's anxieties don't necessarily match up with their willingness. So their anxieties say, I hate my job, I hate my life, I'm overworked, I'm underpaid, I'm missing time with my family, all of this stuff is crushing me. But they still have this thing on their shoulder going, yep, but if you take chances, you might get burned, and there are scams out there, and someone might take advantage of you, and da-da-da-da-da, so you go, fuck that, I'm not doing that. And so what ends up happening is there's a crucial point where time and pain finally meet. That's when usually coronavirus or oil field or 2008 housing collapse, or there's some major thing that comes in and wipes you out, and then you're at rock bottom, and then you're like, fuck it, I got nowhere to go but up. And for a lot of people, me included, that's where I was, to really get me out of my comfort zone. So, you know, yes, I made 10 grand in my first 6 weeks. I made 55,000 in my first 8 months, completely offline, no systems, no automation, no Facebook ads, none of this shit. I did stuff that most people wouldn't do for millions of dollars, literally.
Yeah.
And I was willing to get up and go do that. But it was hitting the lowest point in my life, because the reason why I didn't do this business at the start, even though I knew about it for 7 years, was I was scared that if I did try, that I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't hit the standard for myself. So I have a standard of what I think I can accomplish. And so if I just don't try, then I can live the fantasy in my head of being like, oh, well, maybe if I did try, I would do it. But when you actually try, like, the proof is in the pudding. You know what I mean? Like, it's your result. It's there. And most men who think they're big, tough, I'm a blue collar, I'm a fuck, oh, I'm big and strong, they're so scared to try. They're so scared to see if they actually suck or not. So you get these big egos and this big macho reality. And I go, okay, cool. Well, have you ever seen Facebook? Oh, fuck that. I'm not doing that. It's like, dude, it's like a kitten. It's like a kitten. It's like, oh, little kitten, right? Because inside they're scared. Yeah. On the outside, it's this big tough ego. But once you let your ego die and you're willing to be reborn again, which is, I know it sounds cliche, kind of like the phoenix, but it's literally what it is. Most men need to get destroyed before they're willing to rebirth themselves. And that generally happens between 30 and 35 years old.
Yeah. Hey, I know we're coming up on time here, but I mean, do you got to get going or?
I'm good for a bit.
I mean, you are probably by far the most successful person that I've ever met in person. I mean, we've all heard about millionaires and whatnot, but I mean, I've met you face to face in the summertime, and I mean, you're a cool dude. You were able to take time out of your day to come and meet me. But you started this. You came from the blue collar. You came from the oil field, right? I mean, I'm assuming you didn't really have any background on social media before.
Yeah, no, I never did that stuff. And like, yes, I came from the oil field, but I was only in the oil field for 4 months. So don't look at Kevin and be like, oh, Kevin's an oil field guy, because I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I've always been like an entrepreneurial mindset. So like, to take my very long story and cram it down in about a minute, when I was 18, I did exactly what you did. I started roofing, and I worked for a guy for 3 months, November, December, January, middle of fucking winter, pissing rain. I worked for 3 months driving an hour downtown at 18 years old, up at 4 a.m, eating like eggs and hash browns and taking that to work, eating that for lunch. Cause you know, you're poor and you're young.
And we're in BC, and in the winter it rains and it snows and it sucks.
And it freezes in the morning and it's brutal. So I ended up working for 3 months for this one guy. And then he just left. He just left.
He left.
He left, fell for bankruptcy, and just didn't show up to site one day. And I was so broke, man. I was fucking devastated, man. Like I spent 90 days working my ass off for this guy, hard labor every single day. And then they just flipped the table on me. And at that point there, I was like, listen, I'm not some normal fucking guy. I'm not some dude you can just take advantage of. I'm an alpha male. I'm the motherfucker that takes what he wants when he wants it. I'm not doing that anymore. Some people, they're okay with it. Some people, they like to be told what to do. That ain't me. So I immediately got into sales. And I started selling gym memberships, because I'm like, well, I like going to the gym, I like working out, I'll sell gym memberships.
Yeah.
And then after that, I started working at a cell phone store. And then after that, I started selling industrial equipment for Fastenal. And then after that, I started selling energy drinks. So I've always had like cool jobs that I like, but I've always wanted to work with people. And then I started working at Harley Davidson. You know, I got a Harley tattoo here, got a Harley rocker on my side. I loved Harley, but it's a seasonal job. And you'd get a 45-year-old guy comes in for his midlife crisis, buys a bike for 40 grand, keep it in his garage, ride it for 5,000K, bring it back and lose 20 grand on it. Yeah. And it was just every month I would go back to zero. And so I was like, all these kids are coming in from the oil field. Like, I'm telling you, dude, like brand new F-350, 6-inch lift on 37s. Guy comes in.
I've got buddies that did that.
Yeah. Stops, throws down 30 grand in cold hard cash, takes a bike and fucks off, and kids 22 years old.
Yeah.
I'm like, where the hell did you get your money? Like, go to the oil field, dude, go to the oil field. So I was like, fuck it, I'm going to the oil field. I tried to take the easy way out. And what ended up happening is I spent an entire year, 20 grand, getting trained up, getting all the gear, getting all the stuff, living expenses, all of this stuff. And in 1 year's time, I was, not only did I go up the oil field, get laid off 3 times in 4 months, which made me feel like I did back when I was 18 getting laid off.
Yeah.
And my siren started going off. Like, abort, fucking abort. Like, grab your chute, jump out of this plane, because you're going down. And I'm going down with, honestly, man, the people I was working with, they're miserable. They complain. They drink Mountain Dew all day, smoking cigarettes all day. They're just,
and they're working in camp away from their family. Yeah, they're making good money, but I mean, the lifestyle sucks.
It was so toxic. It was ridiculous, man. I couldn't be around it. I'm a happy guy. And you know what really set me off is when I got my paycheck. So I grabbed my paycheck and I'm looking at it and everyone else is like, right? And I'm like, what the fuck? And people are like, oh, dude, this is awesome. You want to go to the bars tonight? And I'm like, I got taxed 4 grand. Like, did you guys get taxed 4 grand? They're like, yeah. I'm like, you got taxed 40% of your money and you guys are okay with it? They're like, yeah, man, that's oil field. I was like, you guys are like, you are not, like, I'm not like you. I got to get out of here. And Blage is making 30 grand a month. I was making 10 grand a month, getting taxed 4,000, bringing home 6, living 21 days out of the province in freezing cold northern Alberta, yeah, for $6,000 for 3 weeks. No fucking way. And so I got back and I started my business and I had a friend of mine that said, hey man, we're looking for alpha males. I want to kick ass and take names. I think you do awesome. I said, sure. I got back. I got into the business within my very first 6 weeks and made 10 grand straight out of the oil field. And then from there, I basically scaled my business to 6 figures in my second year. And I've never looked back. And now I got around 1,500 people around the world to help me pay my bills. And I'm no smarter than anyone listening to this right now. I just decided to learn a skill set. Just like you could learn glass blowing, or you could learn how to fucking paint, or you could learn how to play the piano. It's just a skill. You learn a skill that other people want to learn, and then you create duplication. There's a lot of people out there that are amazing at a lot of things. Maybe you're awesome on the guitar, or you can play hockey really well, but you can't transfer those skills and make money off of them.
Yeah.
Learn something, get good at something that people want to know, like how to do it themselves. That makes you valuable. All of a sudden, your entire world opens up. It's just, you're a human being. And here's the thing. We, you, me, everybody, we are 250,000 generations of evolution. So from 4 million years ago, when we were monkeys out of trees, till today, and each generation is 25 years. So 250,000 generations of 25 years, we are literally the pinnacle of evolution. So people are like, oh, I can't do this. I'm like, that is such, it's like, if your ancestors could hear you, they would be rolling in their graves, because they did not break their back learning, evolving, trying, doing different things for hundreds of thousands of years. So you could show up and say, I can't do Facebook ads because it's hard. It's like, bro,
I can't learn.
It's like, man the fuck up and become an alpha male and just have some confidence in yourself. Because not only will you do the thing you want to do, but you'll inspire other people to want to do it with you. Because people want to get into battle with people that they think are good leaders.
Yeah.
That's why I do what I do, man. And do I go through limiting beliefs? All the time. Do I have self-doubt? All the fucking time. But I don't let it stop me.
Well, man, I see you showing up every single day. And I mean, the guys that are getting somewhere, the guys that are building the lives that they actually want to live, are the ones that show up every fucking day. Put in the work, the time. And when I say time, it's not all day, every day. It's just show up, commit to the system, do the work every fucking day, and you'll see the results and you'll build the life that you want to live. I mean, that's how you did it.
Yeah,
that's how Adam did it.
I did not invent any of this stuff. Well, maybe I invented a little bit of it, but the 99.9% of it has been all passed down. It's the same Tony Robbins books. It's the same Robert Greene books. It's the same magic. It's the same training courses. It's the same affiliate marketing training. It's the same ads training. It's all the same stuff. It's just most, like, we all have 24 hours in the day and we all spend our energy somewhere. If you just took a fraction of that energy at half hour or an hour a day, and you just said, I'm just going to start this process. It's like putting a brick down. You put one brick down and then you put another brick down and then you put another brick down and eventually you build a castle.
Yeah.
And you don't need to do it overnight. You do it very, very gradually. And the thing is like when you start with us, your resources, the community, the people that you have, the connections that you have, your network grows so quickly, way before you ever see any money. You start feeling safer. You're like, oh shit, if something goes wrong, I know how to solve that problem. If I need to, well, hey, I talked to Justin. Justin said I'm spending $15,000 or $20,000 on income tax every year because I haven't set up my business properly. Oh, but I know how to do that now. So all of this stuff happens because this knowledge, right? We give you the knowledge and then you can go and change your life. If you're only worried about money, how much money am I do I have to spend? How much money is it going to cost me? Then you're thinking like an employee. You start thinking like an entrepreneur. You start thinking and saying, if I invest this much money, what is my ROI? What can I expect to get in 6 months, 12 months, 24 months? If I said, hey, you know, give me $5,000 and I'll sell you Bitcoin. You do it. Why? Because you know the Bitcoin's worth 50.
Yeah.
And it's so, you know, a lot of people have this mentality of it's like, okay, well, when I buy something, I'm supposed to get the value immediately. It's like when you go to college, you don't go to college, you go, where's my job? How much am I going to make when I leave here? No, you got to learn. You got to grow. You become a different version of yourself, right?
And that's the thing too. I mean, I've already got a job offer because of this, because of the system, because of the skills that I've learned over the last year. And I mean, you start this process, you're going to be a different person in a year from now. So, I mean, the money, yeah, is fucking awesome, but you're not going to be stuck with that small mindset and those skills that you've always had and just, you know, a little blue collar worker or whatever you're doing now. I mean, like, this is going to fucking level you up.
Yeah. And especially nowadays, man, like, if you think you're going to make it and excel in this day and age with what you know out of high school and at your job, you're out to lunch, man. And it's not even 20 years ago, man, when things were starting to change and internet was starting to come in and we were using LimeWire to download music and stuff like that. Like things were starting to change then, but now things are like, dude, it's if you're not in the digital age and you're not, if you can't make money when you sleep, then you will consistently be going downhill. And most guys are like, oh, it's okay. I'm whatever. No big deal. It's like, well, I turned 36 last month end of last month. And what I realized is there is no rewind button. From 25 to 55 years old are the best years of your life. And there are some guys that are willing to sacrifice the best years of their life because they're scared. And to me, that is just, it is what it is. Again, I don't care about your life as much as you do. But out of those scared people, there are real men that are going to say, you know what? I'm scared, but I'm still going to look into it because I need to make this work for myself and my family. And those are the guys that you and I want to work with. And the rest of those guys, we don't really care about those guys.
The family thing is huge. I mean, I talk to a lot of guys with kids. You don't have to have kids or anything to do this, of course. But I mean, if you do have kids and you're not learning money management skills and digital skills and skills that can be passed on and you can teach your kids, you're doing them a massive disservice. If you don't know anything about money or you're broke because you don't know anything about money, your kids are going to be the same and their kids are going to be the same until somebody steps out and fucking learns.
Well, what you
I mean,
just
said, my then, group, especially, well, I mean, you talk a lot about money and finances and that, but I mean, I focus a lot on budgeting and financial IQ. And I mean, this is stuff, this is not just stuff for building your business. I mean, this is stuff for fucking life.
Yeah, man. Like yesterday, I just signed papers for a life insurance policy where basically you can put money in and become your own banker. So instead of me having to go, hey, I want to go buy a car. Instead of me going and either paying cash for it or going and getting a loan from a bank or financing through the dealer, I can literally go to my own bank and I can finance a loan against my own capital, which I pay interest to myself. And people go, well, that sounds complicated. It is complicated. And it took me years to figure this out, but I finally got there. So the thing is like what you're just saying there, like about financial intelligence. If you work for a job, you are earning your boss's pension and his legacy. And then when you come into our business, Legacy Builders, you build your own legacy and leave that to your kids. So you either go to work doing something you don't like at a job you don't really care about, for a boss you probably don't care about, overworked, underpaid, overtaxed, and giving the best years of your life to building someone else's kid's future. Or you could literally do the exact same thing plus be working on your side and eventually get to the point where this money outweighs this money and then you quit your job.
And do whatever the fuck you want.
And the thing is,
pass it down to your kids.
If you hit our lifetime bonuses, which I'm hoping everyone here knows that inside of our system here, we have lifetime bonuses that start at $5,000 a month and go up to $80,000 a month forever for the rest of your life that you pass on to your kids. So if you're, how old are you now, man?
I am 32.
32. So let's say by 37, you get to dash three where you get $5,000 a month. From 37 to 77, which is 40 years, you're guaranteed a minimum of $2.4 million in bonuses. And then your kids live 80 years and they're guaranteed another $4.8 million because you took 5 years of your life.
5 years.
5 years.
5 years like going from to high school. Until then.
Yeah, grade 8 to grade 12 again. And then you get a guaranteed $2.4 million. Who wouldn't do that? Oh, but Kev, it's hard and I don't have money and my dog's sick. And it's like, bro, waka, excuses are excuses. And I know because I was the guy making the excuses before. But so eventually you get to the point where you hit that I'm not doing this. I deserve more. I want to see my kids. And the pain of learning and looking into something is not as painful as continuously going to work. And it's like getting punched in the gut every day. Eventually you're going to say enough is enough. And when that happens, our doors are open. We will bend over backwards for the right people.
I remember I hit that point last Christmas and I reached out to my brother-in-law, Adam. I said, okay, what's the first step? He said, watch these videos. Back then it was the Allied video. So it was 4 hours. I said, okay. The next morning I texted him. It was like 7 o'clock or something before my family was awake, Christmas day. I said, what's next? Or Merry Christmas, what's next? He's like, I told you, watch the videos. I go, they're done. He's like, what do you mean? It's 4 hours of videos. I'm like, they're done. I got up at 3 so I could get that done because I'm at that fucking point. He's like, I've never had anybody go through this shit that fast.
That's the other thing is people, I don't have time. I go, have you ever missed a flight? Have you ever missed a flight?
I haven't taken very many, but no.
No. And why is that? Because you want to get to where you're going.
Yeah.
Okay, well, Kev, I'm busy and I work so much. What are you doing at 3 a.m? Are you sleeping? Take an hour and do it then. Where's your priorities?
I work 14 hours a day and I'm crushing this business. I'm putting in the hours and the time at both my jobs. This right now is a job until it becomes my lifestyle.
Yeah, man. And I have guys in the oil field that work 10, 12, 14 hours a day. When you see the light at the end of the tunnel, if you were in prison and I gave you a shovel and I said, you could dig your way out of here. You'd be like, oh man, I'm too tired. Oh, I'm too busy. Oh, my kids got baseball practice. No, you will dig until your fingers bleed. And the thing is the people that aren't willing to put in the time, they don't see it.
Yeah.
They don't see the bonuses. They don't see the product. They don't see the coaching. They don't see the resources. So that falls on us. We're not doing the right thing. We're not either the content or the conversations or the closing or whatever, or the timing's not right. As I said, some guys, they're just not alpha. Some guys are betas and whatever. And they need the structure and they need the boss and they need to be told what to do. And they like living off $5,000 a month and they like having weekends and they love going to work and then coming home and leaving work at work. But when you're someone like me or you, and I want a helicopter, I want a house on the lake. I want 5 to 10 acres of property. I don't want to see anyone. I don't want to hear anyone. I don't want any traffic. I want to fish every day. I want to get up first thing in the morning, run off the end of my dock, jump in the water every single day.
Yeah.
I want to travel. I want to do things. I'm not like normal people. That's why I do what I do. And that's why you're here. That's why Adam's here. That's why our entire team's here.
Yeah.
We are the elite. We are the alphas and we're looking for other alphas.
100%, man. And in the meantime, until you get that helicopter, I'm going to be showing up every day. I know you're going to be showing up every day. And I mean, we're past two now and you had shit to do. So I'm going to stop taking up your time, but I appreciate you jumping on here. And anybody else who's in that stage, you know, not quite at that point, I will be here every day until you get there. And I know Kevin will too.
Yeah. And before we go, to everyone out there that is inside this group, I have been working with Justin for the last year and a half. There are people that show up when they want. There are people that show up when they don't want. And then there's people that show up with bells on every time, all the time. And you have literally been one of the top performers. You have gone through ups and downs. You haven't quit. You haven't lost enthusiasm. Anybody who joins your team is in probably the, well, I don't want to say the greatest hands, but out of everybody in the team, you are one of the very top performers. And I say that very sparingly because there's probably only about five guys that I would say are willing to do this business with or without the leadership. And you're definitely one of them. You've seen it, you've committed, you're going in the long haul. And that's what I looked for in my leader. When I bought into this business, it wasn't because, you know, I really wanted to make a lot of money. It was more or less because I was scared to be broke and I needed someone that I could count on. And you are showing up every day, and anybody who decides to take you on as a coach is going to be in good hands. So if you're out there and you're wondering when you should do it, you should have done it yesterday. So reach out to Justin, get something started before 2022. Man, rolling into the new year with your business set up and your branding done and your page done, and you're ready to go into the like the meat of the spring and the summer, it will be the best decision you ever made. Don't wait till January or February to get started. Get started now so we can get you up and going through the holiday season, and you'll start 2022 on the right foot.
Hey, I really appreciate that, man. And I just read this yesterday that ties right into what you just said. What's the best time to plant an oak tree? 20 years ago. What's the second best time to plant an oak tree?
Today.
Today.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, Kev.
Yeah, you have an awesome day, man. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your fam.
Yeah, you too.
All right, cheers.